Today, interstate highways allow us to travel from state to state, crossing rivers, plains, and mountains in a fraction of the time it took a couple of centuries ago. Now imagine it is 2 centuries ago, and you must build the first interstate highway of sorts in the country's history. The story of the Cumberland Road is this edition of the American Countryside. Mary Truitt is an enthusiastic historian who loves to tell the story of one of our nation's most important highways.
The National Road was a road that George Washington wanted. He said he was tired of leading his army through the woods. He wanted roads. And so he suggested a national road across the country.
Washington didn't get his wish, though, during his presidency.
Thomas Jefferson did manage to get the road for him with the help of Albert Gallatin, who was Mr. Jefferson's Secretary of the Treasury. And the bill was signed on March the 29th of 1806 to build a road from Baltimore, Maryland to Vandalia, Illinois.
Baltimore might make sense for an eastern point. But why Vandalia?
Number one, it had to go through the capital of each state. And I guess they just thought they had enough to get as far as Illinois. But they didn't appropriate for the whole thing. They had to go back constantly to get more money.
Vandalia was the capital of Illinois during the road's construction. Building began in 1811. The starting location was later changed to Cumberland, Maryland, and some called it the Cumberland Road.
It was known as the road that built the nation, but it did not start in Cumberland and work its way to Vandalia. Ohio started a few spots, Indiana started a few spots, Illinois started a few spots, and eventually all the spots got connected.
Over 600 miles of road were constructed by 1838. Portions of the rebuilt road remain today, forming pieces of the nation's interstate and U.S. highway system. Traveling the countryside in Vandalia, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.